Most services Floridians rely on daily remain intact, even as parts of the federal government are closed for business. Planes are still taking off, mail is still being delivered, and transit keeps moving. But in the meantime, families who show up to drop their children off at Head Start centers across the state may have to find alternative means of daycare. And many of Florida's 80,000 federal employees could find themselves without paychecks.
Look, let's keep in mind, it's not just an economic impact on the actual salaries that aren't being paid.
Democratic Congresswoman and National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
You have businesses that rely upon federal workers being able to go to work and then buy lunch in their restaurants and spend money in department stores. And if you are suddenly cut off for an indeterminate period of time from being paid your salary, then that dramatically impacts the economy far beyond just the salary that isn't being paid.
Whether those employees get back pay will have to be decided by Congress. A new Quinnipiac Polling Institute survey out today shows 72% of Americans are opposed to Congress shutting down the federal government to block implementation of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. But the shutdown is not stopping one part of the law from taking effect today. New online health insurance marketplaces, where people can shop and compare health insurance plans, are now open for business at healthcare.gov. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.